Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, Greg, I came over to your house the other day, and you had quite a bit of pecan pie situated around. The first one that struck my eye and sort of riveted me was a very delicious-looking pie. But then there were other rather dangerous-looking pies. What was that all about?
Well, this is what's called having a mistake and then having to remedy it.
Oh, I see.
The mistake was not really my fault because I had found this very intriguing recipe from a cookbook in 1996. Uh-huh. The reason I was so intrigued by this recipe for pecan pie, it had the most pecans I had ever seen in a pecan pie recipe. Typically, there's 2 cups. This recipe for a 9-inch pie plate, mind you, called for 5.5 cups.
What?
Of pecans. I thought, okay, but let me read the recipe and see what happens. Well, 1/2 cup of those pecans were toasted to bring out their flavor. Mm-hmm. And then the author of the recipe ground up those toasted pecans in a food processor until they became a paste. Oh. Then stirred in a small amount of all-purpose flour to turn it into sort of like a crumbly mixture.
Uh-huh. Is
this was supposed to be a thickener for the pie.
Oh, a thickener.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm thinking, it's intriguing to have that, but why do you need it? Because the recipe also called for 4 eggs. It's a classic amount for a 9-inch pecan uh-huh. pie. And it's the eggs that actually bake up and thicken the pie.
Yeah.
So what I did was I measured out 5 cups of pecans and I put them into my 9-inch pie plate, and they absolutely filled the pie plate to the brim. So I thought, okay, there's no way that these 5 cups of pecans are going to fit into this pie. I'm going to go online and see if I can find anything more out about this recipe. So I did. I Googled the name of the cookbook author, the pie, and up popped a site, the Food Channel, that actually had a reference to the recipe. So I went there, and it had the exact same recipe from the book. But I thought, let me see what the comments are. And there were 15 comments.
Yeah.
And I read through all of them. Now, 1/2 of them, all these comments did was say what a great pie this was. The other 7 complained all about its failure for various reasons. One of the reasons was too much pecans.
Too much.
So there was one person who had filled out a comment, and he had actually made the pie twice. He made it the first time and he said it went all over the place because there was no place to put all the pecans. The second time he actually modified amounts to put 3 cups of pecans in the pie and then grinding up 1/2 cup. And he said that this worked fine. So I decided I would do the recipe that way. And I did, and it failed.
Yeah.
And the reason it failed, I think, was because that thickener, which intrigued me so, because it was a great way to get some toasted pecan flavor into the pie.
Sure, sure.
The consistency of the syrupy filling coagulated.
It's like sludge.
And I know I did not overbake the pie. I was checking it periodically. But that was the result. And what you saw was my tearing this thing apart,
yeah.
trying to find some part of it I could at least taste and evaluate.
Yeah.
But I basically had to throw this thing away in disgust. And so what I finally wound up doing was making a recipe that I knew would work. It's from my baking guru, Maida Heater.
Oh, Maida Heater.
Who is 101 years old this year. This is from her chocolate cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a chocolate pecan pie.
Riveted my attention.
That's the one that riveted your attention. And that's the one that Dorothy and I pretty much wound up eating.
Yeah.
But that particular pie had 2 cups of pecans. It called for granulated sugar and dark corn syrup. We'll put this recipe up on mtpr.org. So our listeners can actually make this
yes,
pie.
Yes, you can have an opportunity to make
and
this
it
great
is,
pie.
And Maida even calls it one of the best of all pies, and it's absolutely true. It is actually one of the best of all pies, and it's got only 2 ounces of unsweetened chocolate in it, but it's enough. It cuts the sweetness of the Karo syrup that goes in. It adds a lovely color to the syrupy, custardy filling. You could call it a filling.
Yeah.
Pecans always float to the top.
Right.
She prefers to serve the pie cold. normally in the South, if you're having pecan pie, they serve it either warm or room temperature. But she prefers this pie to be served cold, straight from the refrigerator.
I see.
And she says it's traditional, also in the South, to serve pecan pie with lightly sweetened whipped cream, which is what I did.
Yeah, so that's what you did.
Yes.
It's refreshing in some curious way to know that you can have failures, even though you are one of the food guys.